You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Man, I was trying to get to this podcast for hours. It just wasn't happening because there's multiple things to go through, including what we're going to talk about today. Don Brown fired, dismissed from the University of Michigan football team, according to Bruce Feldman. They haven't released a statement or anything, I don't believe. Michigan hasn't. So it's hasn't been made officially, but it's official, right? I mean, we know that that's got to be the case. So that is huge news. Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I am your man on the ground, Isaiah Hole, publisher of Wolverines Wire, through USA Today Sports Media Group. And yeah, sorry it took way too long. I wanted this to be out around like 5, but had all of the work before the work, of course. I mean, this is part of the job, but I had the Wolverines Wire work to do before I got to this. So we are here to talk about that, about the huge news that Don Brown is out. Let's just recap what he brought to the table. 2015, number one defense at Boston College. Michigan had the number 4 defense. So it was a no-brainer that Michigan was going to bring him in. They bring him in, number 1 defense in the country, tied with Alabama. That makes sense. Number 3, the next year in 2017, there was the lone bright spot. The offense was a mess, but the defense was great. It's one of those, imagine if they had an offense. 2018, offense was a little bit better, but it was a slow grind type offense. Number 2 in the country. 2019, it took a step back to number 11. Was still good, still serviceable, obviously, save for the Ohio State game. And it actually played really well against Alabama. Made you think, okay, has the chance. But this year, a young team, a lot of new pieces. The front line is mostly the same, but the backs, and really the front 7 is mostly the same, but the back 4 is a little different. And it just absolutely struggled. And they ended up being 84th in the country, allowing 429.3 yards per game. On top of that, also scoring defense-wise, I mean, it wasn't pretty. Michigan was 96th in the country in scoring defense, allowing 34.5 points a game. Doesn't matter how good your offense is. If your defense is living on the edge like that, it's not going to succeed. Y'all know my thoughts that he could have been on the chopping block after they lost to Ohio State in 2019. Got another year. Yeah, it's a weird year, but to me, this was always the move, right? Even if the offensive side stays the same, which it very well might, this was the move. This was absolutely the move. Not firing Jim Harbaugh and starting over. Get a new defensive coordinator. See what you can do. Offense is a work in progress. Defense has been a disaster since the Ohio State game last year. I mean, it wasn't great all year despite being ranked 11th last year. They would do things like give Wisconsin 28 points to start out with, then give Penn State 21 points to start out with. It's been a defense on the decline for the last 2 years. So while it sucks because I really like Don Brown as a guy, he's my favorite interview on the team. Whenever we had him, it seemed like it was must-see viewing for those who were not in the press conferences. It was always a fun time. It was always a great quote. One of my favorite things, now that he's gone, I'll share with you an off-the-record thing, just because it's funny to me. And this, for those who appreciate Don Brown still, which I think most of you do, I think y'all kind of are in the same boat as me, is it's unfortunate, but it's time to move on type scenario. But I saw him at one of the basketball games because you always see all the coaches. And I said to him, like, hey, this one, I don't even remember who, but it was like this one recruit was just absolutely singing your praises, said how much he loves you, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, don't you already know, Isaiah, that I'm one heck of a guy? And that was just the fun of Don Brown. So we'll see what shifts, like what happens as far as where they go. Because there's options out there. But it isn't as clear cut as when he was brought in. I did my best to kind of put together a list of the top candidates for defensive coordinator. I did five. Then again, this is my own speculation, right? Like, this isn't something that I'm like, okay, this is exactly who they're targeting. Who knows what they're going to end up doing. But I put together my list of the top guys that I think could be the guys for that role. Let me know what you think. There's a sixth, and I should have included him. I should have done six, but I just kind of blanked on it. But I definitely think he's a candidate. If not, maybe one of the ones that just makes the most sense. So we will get to that in just a mere moment. Now, do you ever feel like you are always on? What do you do when you need a moment to chill? How would you like that to be able to hit that reset button, get ready for what's next? Everything is go, go, go these days. It's nothing but nonstop hustle all the time. With work, friends, family, a million pressing social issues, and an expectation to be on 24/7, sometimes you just need that moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light, because it's made to chill. There's only one beer out there that's literally made to chill, and that's Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's literally, as I said, made to chill. It's crisp, as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. Perfect for a moment to unwind. I don't drink anymore. Y'all know that. But back in 2003 when I used to drink, Coors Light was the light beer that I used to reach for. It was my beer of choice. It's what helped me get through that 2010 Michigan-Ohio State game. So Coors Light's the one I used to choose when I needed to unwind. When you need to hit that reset button, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light, the new look delivered straight to your door at get.coorslight.com. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing, Golden, Colorado. One more thing I need to tell you about. Are we ready for some football? College football is heading into bowl season, and there are some big matchups coming up. NFL regular season is also finishing up, and the playoff picture is becoming clearer. There's only one place that has you covered, and one place we trust. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Listen, it's bowl season. We've got a bunch of really big games coming up, a bunch of big bowl games. Listen, those bowl games they're already happening, right? This isn't like, normally you finish the season, you got a couple weeks to wait. That's not the case right now. We're in bowl season. We got big games coming up in a week and a half. I'm talking like we've got only a week and a half before we get to start getting the New Year's Six games and college football playoff. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON. Receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Now listen, if you need a little bit of help with that, we have a new show here on Locked On. It's called Locked On Bets. The holidays are all about giving, so I'm giving you a hot tip that could earn you some extra cash. The new Locked On Bets podcast is hosted by Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Lee is red hot to start the season, and he shares a lock of the day on every episode. Subscribe to Locked On Bets today, wherever you get your podcast. Okay, so we'll talk about these non-Brown candidates here in a second. How many of you, I wonder, have ever done video games online? Because that's never been my deal until this weekend. It was Saturday I decided to watch a little college football. I watched all of Ohio State Northwestern, except for I missed a little bit of the second half because I was working out. And then I watched most of Alabama and Florida and a little bit of Clemson and Notre Dame, but I went and played. I re-downloaded Star Wars Battlefront. Sunday morning, I'm like, I don't want to watch NFL games. I'm done with the campaign on Star Wars Battlefront, so I played online. What a different universe. The multiplayer is so frustrating, but the co-op player, which is like 4 to 8 people on in each side, so much more rewarding. I don't know. Never thought, if you would have told me a year ago, hey, you're going to be playing video games online, I'd be like, yeah, right. Anyway, it was fun. Maybe one of these days I'll do Madden, but I'm not good enough at Madden to do that regularly. Anyway, so I came up with, let's say, 6 candidates. I put 5 in an article, and I just want to give you a brief rundown on who they are. The one that I didn't mention, and I'll mention him up top, is Chris Partridge, co-defensive coordinator at Ole Miss. No, Ole Miss's defense was not good at all. But at the same time, there's some familiarity there. Now he's got that role under his belt. I mean, Ole Miss had, I think, what, the worst defense in the country? So that might preclude him from it. But Jim Harbaugh knows what he's capable of. He's a voracious recruiter. You'd be getting that. You'd be getting someone who knows what, you know, how to be a part of a top defense, even though they were not good at all this past year. I still think he could be in line for it. It wouldn't surprise me in the least. So I'm going to put him as number one. Number two, I'm going to say Derek Mason, the former Vanderbilt head coach. Because Mason, if you didn't know, was this Jim Harbaugh assistant at one point back in 2010. He hired him. He was a assistant defensive backs coach for the Minnesota Vikings for 3 years. Jim Harbaugh hired him in 2010 to be the defensive backs coach with Stanford. The next year, after Harbaugh left for the 49ers, then he went on to be the associate head coach. And first the co-defensive coordinator, I believe that was 1 year, and then he had several years after that he was the defensive coordinator at Stanford, which helped him earn his Vanderbilt job. Really good defenses at Stanford. Vanderbilt, not so much, but it's Vanderbilt, right? That's the Rutgers of the SEC. They are a bottom feeder. How many games does Vanderbilt tend to win? I mean, in his tenure, obviously it hadn't been good. They lost every game this year. I know he got fired midseason, but they lost every game this year. The year before, they won 3. They only won against Missouri in conference. The year before that, in 2018, they had won 6, actually. As in conference, the only ones that they won were Arkansas, Ole Miss, and Tennessee. The year before that, and this is where we'll stop, they won 5. They beat Kansas State, which was a pretty good win. They beat Middle Tennessee State to open the season. And they beat Tennessee to end the season. So that's where I'll stop there. But winning at Vanderbilt is really, really hard. It's harder than any other school in the SEC because they actually have academic standards. Obviously knows how to recruit. He's a relatively young guy. He's got a great personality. I think he's one of those guys that could be on that list for sure. Might need to rehabilitate a little bit, and I think Michigan could be the place. Number 3, another former Harbaugh assistant. I just don't know if Harbaugh would poach from another one of his former assistants, and that's Jim Leavitt, who's the defensive coordinator at Florida Atlantic under Willie Taggart. He coached under Harbaugh with the 49ers. I believe he was the linebackers coach. Then he went to Mike McIntyre's Colorado. That team got way better defensively, and then he left, and it got way worse. He went to Oregon with Willie Taggart. He was there with him for a year. And then Willie Taggart went to Florida State. He stayed in Oregon. It was okay. He got fired. And then he went to Florida State as an analyst and then went and had a really good season at FAU, only being the number 5 defense in the country this past year. I think the big question is, how desperate is Harbaugh to bring in a guy? Leavitt very well could be it. if he's willing to poach from Willie Taggart. Next, Will Muschamp.
I can't imagine he's going to get another head coaching job right out the gates. He was an excellent defensive coordinator at Auburn and Texas, thought to be the heir apparent at Texas, ended up getting the Florida job, inherited a mess from Urban Meyer. And, yeah, then it didn't go very well there, had 1 year again at Auburn. Didn't go great, but it was enough for him to go ahead and get that South Carolina job. South Carolina's become a harder place to win. The defenses weren't amazing, but they are what they are. Think he could be a potential candidate. I think he's going to be highly sought after, though, as a defensive coordinator because he generally does a very good job on that front. Harbaugh's obviously met him at the 2017 Outback Bowl, or 2018 Outback Bowl, technically. Next one was from Trent Noop. I asked for his input, and he said, and I didn't think of this, but I kind of love it, Lovie Smith. Just fired from Illinois, was a head coach for a decade plus in the NFL. Didn't go good in Illinois, but Illinois is a hard place to win, maybe the hardest right now on the west side of the conference. And didn't go well there. I thought he did a great job at the Chicago Bears. I wanted him to be the head coach of the Detroit Lions at one point, but ended up going to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's coached in a Super Bowl. I think that I would imagine he's either going to retire or he's going to take an assistant job rather than be the head coach right away. This might be a rental, but Lovie Smith would be a guy that I would look at. I think that that's a really interesting idea. Finally, last one I got for you. Jim Brodzinski, the defensive coordinator at Air Force. This one was me just kind of looking at who's out there that's currently a defensive coordinator that you could maybe get. Now, he is an Air Force alum, but he's got recruiting experience, not high-level recruiting experience. He's recruiting at Air Force, but he used to be their recruiting coordinator. Was a defensive backs coach for a while, played linebacker at Air Force. Last 3 years has been the defensive coordinator, and Air Force has been really, really good defensively. Been kind of their calling card. So can you pry him away? I'm sure if you're offering him a substantial pay raise, which I'm sure is exactly what he would get, it would be huge. And you could get a guy like him to be your next defensive coordinator. All right, so this has implications for Jim Harbaugh. Let's talk about that here momentarily. But first, you need to break through your wall, whether it's a mental or physical wall. Break through it with Built Go every day. It's easy to take in 1.5-ounce packages. You can put it in your briefcase for the most focused presentation ever, your golf bag to power through the back nine, or put it in your pocket to get through the day. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market. It's a 5-hour energy without the same crash feeling, plus it's natural for it, so it's better for the body. It's like drinking a Monster with a third of the caffeine and better results. Comes in 3 delicious flavors, peanut butter, honey, chocolate coconut, chocolate mint. So how does Built Go work so well? Well, it combines energy gel with collagen protein. Collagen protein is fast absorbing, so it gets into the system fast, plus it's easy on the stomach. Collagen also promotes joint, soft tissue, hair, and skin health. The stuff literally makes you look better. Built Go is loaded with good stuff to ignite my work and my workout. Beta-alanine, B3, honey, a kick of caffeine. And then it kicks to keep me going strong with 10,000% of my B6 and B12 vitamins. Visit BuiltGo.com. Use promo code LOCKED. Get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED for 20% off at BuiltGo.com. Let's go. All right, so the hidden message, I think, behind the non-Brown dismissal is that Jim Harbaugh's sticking around. I mean, I think that was obvious to anyone who was paying attention for the longest time. I've said it time and time again on this here podcast that anyone that was putting together lists was kind of foolhardy in doing so. They had their own thoughts, and I understand that that's part of being in this industry, but I mean, it just wasn't looking at the scenario. looking at how Ward Manuel looks at Jim Harbaugh and the job that Michigan did. So, yeah, I think that it's the right move to extend Harbaugh. I've said that before. Zuri's here to say hello. She's about to get right in front of the microphone. But I think it's the right move to extend Harbaugh because, listen, this last year was a terrible year. But even though the ship is sinking, you try to patch the ship before you move on to a new ship. So, I mean, maybe he's got 1 year, 2 years, depending on, you know, to try to get things figured out, turned around, which is what makes this defensive coordinator job that important. And whatever Michigan does going from here, so important. But they have the pieces, right? They've got the talent. It's done an excellent job recruiting. I think that it was a young team this last year. It's probably going to be young again, but at least you have a couple guys that you can feel like you can rely on. And you go from there. That's all I got. Really, that's all I got. Shorter show, but it is what it is. We will be back tomorrow. We'll be back for the rest of the week. I know I took Monday off. Just needed an R&R weekend, all in all, as much as I could. But we will be back for the rest of the week, including Christmas Day, barring some kind of unforeseen change. That'll be it. We actually have basketball this week on Christmas Day, Friday. Anyway, thanks for listening. Appreciate all of you. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.